This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how to be patient with our co-workers when living an Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. In today's episode, we are talking about being patient with our co-workers when living an Islamic lifestyle. So, of course, patience is one of these things which is highly recommended in Islam. And of course, as we have said in some of our programs on Islamic lifestyle, patience is something where you remain calm, you remain steadfast, you remain motivated and determined to continue walking the path of Islam despite certain trials and tribulations or problems that might come about on the path of walking Islam. Now, of course, you know, we live in a world where you have to go to work. You have a job, you have a career, right? And this is something that is a natural part of this world. Now, whether the capitalist or the communist, non-divine financial and economic systems of the world have correctly or appropriately created jobs and work for individuals, that is a discussion for another program, really, to be honest with you. But, you know, just to kind of not leaving it hanging in the air, they have not done an appropriate job. Neither the capitalist non-divine system nor the communist non-divine system, both have not been able to properly come about with a proper system to be able to give people jobs and careers. But regardless, we're talking about patience and we're talking about co-workers. We have to go to work, we have to have a job. And so when you have a job and you have to go to work, well, you also have co-workers. And co-workers, I mean, they're almost like a second family, whether we like it or not, because we spend a lot of time, right? At least in the rat race, which is what it's called, you know, in most of the world. The rat race is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., as they say, 9 to 5 every single day, except for the days that are off. So we spend an awful lot of time with these co-workers, and so being patient with them is an important part of living a Islamic lifestyle. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about patients and our co-workers. So 9 to 5, you know, we're going to work. We are surrounded by co-workers. We're surrounded by fellow employees. First and foremost, you know, respect has to be there. And this mutual respect will help an individual to be able to minimize the amount of, you know, issues that might come up based upon co-workers. This mutual respect is very important. The next thing that is very important, which is what we are talking about on the program, of course, is patience. Now, this patience is something that we're going to have. Of course, co-workers, individuals, human beings, they are different from one another. They have different personalities. They have different backgrounds. You know, they have gone through different experiences. They have a different home life. They have a different family setup. So as you can see, there's a lot of different variables that are, you know, here in that one individual. And so we really can't expect another individual to have these same variables that we do. And so those same variables will end up having us think alike, speak alike, act alike, behave alike. Meaning what? Meaning each one of us will behave differently, we will speak differently, we will think differently, right? And sometimes this might come up with a conflict, not necessarily serious, but sometimes it can be serious. And it is in this kind of a situation that as a Muslim, we need to be patient, we need to be strong. We don't compromise on our values and we don't compromise on our being Muslim. But yes, we should be patient with our co-workers, whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, because this is something which is an important part of living an Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.